Hurricane Francis, spanning nearly the entire state of Florida, is creeping slowly across the state from the Atlantic coast this morning. The storm weakened after making landfall at about 2 a.m., but moving at just 8 miles per hour, Francis promised to drench parts of Florida with as much as 20 inches of rain. NPR's Adam Hochberg started driving north from Miami early this morning, and he's on the line. Adam, where are you?
I'm in Jupiter, Florida, which is a little bit north of Palm Beach, and we are still getting a good bit of the rain and winds from Hurricane Francis. The storm is not over here. In fact, I think we're near the eye wall of the storm, and we've taken refuge under an overhang at a drive-through window at a bank. But as I look out here, we're still getting sheets of rain and wind blowing across the parking lot.
Are you in the car?
No, I'm not. I'm crunched down next to the automatic teller machine just outside the car, which is not seeming like a very wise choice at this point.
Elaborate a little on the conditions that you're seeing now outside.
The storm is coming onshore in bands, and there are times when the weather here, you know, looks like it's clearing up and looks like the worst has passed, and then just when you think the worst is gone, you get hit with another one of these bands, and that's what we're in now. And we just get, you know, rain blowing sideways, very strong winds. There's a great deal of tree damage around here, these palm trees that are so common along the Florida coast. Many of them are broken. There are palm fronds in the highways everywhere. Traffic signals are down. Signs are down. On Interstate 95, even the big overhead green and white freeway signs have blown over, and they were on big, heavy posts. So there was some tremendous wind here overnight.
Have you seen any people?
Just a few. When the storm calms down a bit, people will get outside. They'll venture out into their yards or into the parking lots of their apartment complexes. And then when it gets worse, they scamper back inside for shelter. Officials here are advising everybody to stay inside. In fact, down in West Palm Beach, a little bit south of here, they've imposed a 24-hour curfew to tell people that it is not time to get out on the streets.
Adam Hochberg, who started driving north from Miami early this morning, and he joined us by phone from Jupiter, Florida. Adam, thank you very much.
My pleasure.